Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of the Lord. What is God like? I'm a guest in your home. I come from a non-Christian culture. I'm curious about you. I am curious about your God. Tell me what your God is like. A frequent answer in the Bible was, God is like a good shepherd. For the past 7 years plus, one of my major ministries has been to conduct your funerals. I probably have done 9 out of 10. You who have planned funerals with me know that I will ask, what scriptures do you want to include in the worship funeral? And the most often requested is Psalm 23. Just yesterday, for Carolyn McMullen's service, the only scripture requested was Psalm 23. Even though we are far away in miles, time, and culture from the ancient psalmist, the shepherd's psalm still moves us. The Lord is my shepherd. It was a song. They would have sung it 3,000 years ago. That's what the word psalm means. The biblical book of Psalms in the Old Testament was the ancient hymnal. In our hymnal, take a look, there are 6 versions of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. How many of you have seen a shepherd in person? A few of you have. Most of you have not. I have been to Jordan twice. Jordan still has shepherds and flocks. If the asphalt paving and the utility lines were erased, I saw scenes that probably matched those seen by King David, the shepherd king. Today, you can see the flock, mixed sheep and goats, about 30 of them. The shepherd may be wearing the typical biblical headdress and robe, but if you look down, you see blue jeans and sneakers. The Lord is my shepherd, which means that I am one of the shepherd's flock, right? In answering what God is like, logically, I have to answer the question, who are we? What am I like? In the biblical view, it is not appropriate to talk about God as a standalone entity, nor is it appropriate to talk about ourselves as standalone individuals. God is an individual with personality, as we are. You may think of yourself as an individual and independent, but it is impossible to carry far that self-view. From the moment that you came into the world, you were in relationship. Your mother birthed you. Someone fed you. Someone changed your diapers. Yes, we are autonomous, but always in relationships. In the biblical teaching, one of the key relationships is the one with God. We cannot describe God without defining who we are and the nature of our relationship with God and God with us. In ways, we are like sheep, and the Lord is like our shepherd. So what is God like? God is like the shepherd who provides for us. I shall not want. So how so? He makes me lie down in green pastures. The land was semi-arid. It was normal for the Palestinian hills to be brown from late spring till November. I was in Jordan during April when the grain fields were lush and the rocky hillsides had a blush of green. I was there in early November when the only green was the olive trees, and for miles the land looked like the strip mines did in Pennsylvania when I was young, totally lifeless. Green pastures raises a powerful and pleasant image to the mind of the shepherd and the animals. Picture the scene. It is summer. The hills and even the valleys have very little growing, but the shepherd knows where the greenery is. The sheep depend upon the shepherd to lead them to the green pastures. Without the shepherd, the sheep would have a hard time and might even die of starvation. In early November, I saw flocks grazing, and I could not see anything edible. All I could see was dirt and rock. Up close, I could see mini plants, tiny, spread around. To me, there was nothing edible. But the flocks would nibble at those few blades that survived the searing sun. Green pastures brings an, ah, so nice to mind, feast. If sheep and goats could smile, they would at the thought of lying in green pastures. This is the image of contentedness in the Lord. All is well with us because the Lord cares for us. People of great faith who walk closely with the Good Shepherd speak of inner peace and contentment, even as the world is terribly stressful. Beneath the tension, fear, or grieving is an unbroken, unbreakable relationship with God. Of course, the stressors still are present. But present also is the Good Shepherd. Living tests our trust. And at times, the stressors can shake us to our core. Our susceptibility comes from placing so great an emphasis upon other things or experiences that we forget the shepherd. Now, what is the three-letter word for forgetting the shepherd? Sin. It is not so with people who know the shepherd. The Apostle Paul, who knew awful suffering, summarized it this way: if we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. That is a reassured faith. He leads me. What is the action word? Leads. He leads me beside still waters, and he leads me in paths of righteousness. Why does the poet use the verb leads? The Palestinian shepherd did not use woven wire fences, dogs, or helicopters to keep his flock together. He led them. The shepherd blew his little pipe or sang his little short song. In either case, it was a unique tune used only by him. Hearing his tune, All his sheep and goats would come running to him. Dr. Kenneth Bailey was a Presbyterian missionary for many decades in the Near East. He was a personal interest missionary for my church back in the 70s and 80s. And eventually a professor at the Mideast School of Theology in Beirut. And he told the story from the time when Palestine was under the British mandate. And a particular village was causing a great deal of trouble. So the British rounded up all the animals in the village, about 5,000 sheep and goats. A boy came to the British sergeant and asked for his animals, saying, "My father's dead. There is just my mother. Please, mister, will you not let me have my sheep?" The sergeant was a kind man, but replied, "I really would like to, but there's nothing that I can do. We have 5,000 animals in the corral. I could not possibly find your five. When we sort this whole thing out, we can find your sheep. But right now, it is hopeless." The boy said, "Open the gate." The sergeant complied. The boy played his little tune on his little pipe, and out came his five sheep. The psalmist is saying that God is the shepherd, and we are the sheep who recognize the shepherd's tune. That's called faith. That is trust. We hear the shepherd's tune in the reading of the Bible, God's written message to us. That is so vital that Protestant worship services are constructed around the reading and interpretation of the scriptures. We also hear God's tune in the sacraments. In a few minutes, we will be a community gathered around the common table, the flock of Christ around the Lord's table. As we eat the bread, we say to each other and to ourselves, "Do this remembering me." Remembering him, we are prompted to reflect upon his sacrificial death on the cross, to redeem us from our sinful orientation and behavior and our eternal penalty. Jesus was quoted by John in his gospel, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them." The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for his sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. The Lord Jesus is our caring shepherd, God personified on earth. Jesus cared enough for us to die for us. As you participate in the supper, listen for the leading tune of our Lord Jesus, the incarnation of the heavenly Good Shepherd. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, help us hear the tune. Help us be moved, moved by your love, moved by the courage that you give us in coping with life. And may we enjoy the peace, the contentment of your presence arouses within us. In the name of the shepherd, amen.